Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor has been an outspoken critic of the Affordable Care Act, which she calls Obamacare. But Taylor says that doesn't change a study her office did of the costs submitted for the statewide health insurance exchange, on which uninsured people can buy insurance next year and which will be operated by the federal government. Taylor is the state's insurance commissioner and says she used an independent actuary group's report to look at the average costs of 214 health insurance plans filed by 14 companies in Ohio in 2013. That number came out to $223.
We compared that to the average cost to, again, cover these essential health benefits beginning in 2014. And that, that number that was based on the plans that have filed with $420, which represents an 88% increase.
That's a shocking increase. Taylor says those essential health benefits, which are required under the ACA in all plans, are driving up those costs. And though her study relates to the amount it will cost insurance companies to provide those essential health benefits, not premiums paid by individuals and companies, Taylor says she expects premiums to rise significantly as well. And she says this study backs up a projection in 2011 saying premiums would rise with the ACA. But that is not how a nonpartisan group that studies health-related issues sees it. Amy Rowley McGee is with the Health Policy Institute of Ohio, and she says Taylor's study provided only a partial look at what may be the cost of insurance coverage in 2014.
But it didn't equate to the premiums that would be charged, as market competition might influence rates, and subsidies will be provided to people under 400% of the federal poverty level, which is approximately $78,000 a year for a family of three.
The Lieutenant Governor's report made supporters of the ACA angry. Kathleen Geminer is with the Universal Healthcare Network of Ohio.
Unfortunately, the Lieutenant Governor, Insurance Commissioner Mary Taylor, is making the wrong comparisons and is making people in Ohio more concerned than they need to be by not explaining this properly.
Geminer agrees with Rowley McGee that subsidies need to be included in comparisons for them to be fair. But Geminer and Rowley McGee admit that younger, healthier people may pay higher premiums, but people with pre-existing conditions and serious illnesses such as cancer will have access to insurance when it was too expensive or completely unavailable before the ACA. Taylor says her main concern is that the exchange created by the ACA will not make for a competitive insurance market in Ohio, which she says keeps costs and premiums low.
We didn't need a market to be generated or created here in Ohio. That market already existed. In fact, we're seeing a bit of a shrinking of the market after the Obamacare mandates take effect.
Rowley McGee at the Health Policy Institute agrees with the first part of that statement, but disagrees with the last part.
We've been known to have a competitive insurance market, and it looks like we will continue to have a competitive insurance market.
And Geminer with the Universal Healthcare Network of Ohio has a very different opinion.
I would say that it certainly is, if not the weakest, one of the weakest. The reason is that Ohio has done a very good job of keeping people out of insurance because of their pre-existing conditions. We've kept so many people out that rates are artificially low.
People who don't have health insurance coverage through their employers can enroll to purchase coverage on the exchange starting October 1st. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.